Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba. Kayo ay maghanda na, tawagin ang barkada. Kami ay may ayuda, bongga. Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa kumarito, 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 kumarito. Hey! Chika moderately.
Dum 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 dum. Attention shoppers, attention shoppers.
Doom, 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 doom. Tinapos talaga.
Bakit ako natatawa?
Hindi ko rin alam sa'yo. Kasi it's been a while. At tagal natin hindi nakapag-record ng bagong episode.
Kala mo nag-season break, Anis. Diyos ko. Pero ano, actually, feeling ko i-announce na rin natin dito yung changes
of schedule.
Mamaya, pakilala mo na tayo.
Again, this is Owi.
And this is Jaya. And welcome back to
Kumbarita!
Oh my God, nakakamistiya ko.
Uy, kasi dito nakaraan yung
ASMR. ASMR tayo. Pero mag-ingay nun eh.
So what's up again mga Kumbaris and Kumbaris out there? Nagbabalik na naman kami
we're
after
back.
A week or so.
Uh-oh.
Of ano.
Kasi yung last episode natin was a collaboration with
Jack
Talks
Tech. Yes. And then we became a little busy nung Pride season.
Yeah, ang dami
ganap ng Pride. Ang daming mga back-to-back bookings.
Tama.
Binook tayo.
Tama.
Ayun, dami back-to-back bookings. So we haven't had the time to record as much episodes as we can. But here we are again.
Yes, we're back.
We're back in business.
True.
Negosyo.
Diyos ko, daig pa natin yung season break natin nung nakaraan, Anis.
Kaya nga.
Parang yung season break natin nung 1 week lang, ito parang 2 weeks hiatus yata tayo.
Na walang recording.
Uh-oh. Pero syempre, episode drops natin tuloy-tuloy. Yung recording lang naman yung ano. So we're back, Kumaris and Kumparis. So brace yourselves. Hello, brace yourselves. Roller coaster ride of Anis na naman tayo. Kasi since the Pride episode or the Pride month is over, actually it's never really over, you know. Pride is still it's going to be a protest whether it's June or not. So ano yan eh, Pride 365.
Ano
yan? All year round yan, as long as walang equality, we will still protest.
There's still a, you know, it's still a continuous fight.
Yeah, it's a continuous fight. So we fight for Pride every single day. But this time around though, our episodes are gonna go back to the regular programming.
Yes.
Sa mga chikahan nating magkukumares and kumpares, alam ko na-miss nyo yon.
Ayun nga. Naalala mo yung mga previous seasons natin?
Seasons?
Ang dami, isa lang pala.
Pa
yung previous season kasi natin, we talked about, ano, there was that one recording that after the recording, something happened which was also related to the recording. Para tayong nag-invite.
Tapos naalala ko parang nag-record tayo ng another episode after that. Tapos sabi natin, manifestation yung episode.
Oh.
Parang, oh my God.
Na hindi pa nangyayari sa tunay na buhay.
Na-pre-em.
But we talked about it in our podcast and then it happened.
Mm-mm, tama.
So,
death note. Naging death note.
Alam, pero ang galing nung ano, no, nung power of yung mind over matter.
Yeah, law of attraction.
Law of attraction.
Yeah, that's
so talagang pag-uusapan natin, eh, dapat manalo tayo sa loto.
Yes! Yes!
Pag-uusapan Girl, natin yan soon.
Start of the year pa lang, meron na akong hunches. Di ba sinasabi ko sa inyo yan? Yun nga lang, hindi ako tumataya. Ano ba nanalo, te?
Uy, si Jay tumataya. Pero, ano, feeling ko din may, ano, may something big coming.
Oh, uy. Alam mo, ang weird. Ako talaga, like, every start ng year pa lang, actually, hindi, parang, end of mga Q4 last year, nararamdaman ko na eh. Sabi ko, bakit feeling ko talaga mananalo ako sa Lotto? So, noong mga parang first quarter ng year, tumataya ako, pero hindi pa rin yung regular. Yung kapag feel ko lang tumaya, tumataya ako. Tapos, hindi naman ako nananalo. So, sabi ko, baka hindi pa ngayon. Pero ramdam ko, ewan ko girl ha, parang nararamdaman ko talaga na mananalo ako ng grand prize ng Lotto. As in, like, iba talaga. Di ba kuyento ko sa inyo yan? Na parang, nag-goosebumps nga ako kapag ano, iniisip ko na feeling ko talaga mananalo ako ng grand prize ng Lotto. Tapos, ayun nga. Ngayon na ba natin pag-usapan or separate episode
to? Separate episode to. Oo, pero ngayon kasi, di ba, parang we talk about what would you do kapag yun mangyari sa'yo. Uh-huh. So, there will be a big change in your life.
Tama.
So, because it's July, it's Nutrition Month, we'll talk about change management.
Nung nag-brainstorm kami ni Uwi about our pipeline for, kasi for Kumaritok for the second half of 2021. So, ang sabi ko kasi sa kanya, girl, ganito gawin natin. Every month, may theme. Para may, ano, para cohesive yung episodes natin. So, kunyari, July, ito yung theme natin. August, ito yung theme natin. So, parang, ano, tas we can talk about the schedule na. So, the changes of Kumaritok schedule would be, we used to drop 2 episodes per week, but this time around, since it's going to be themed per month, we're going to drop 1 episode per week, and
every
that's every Thursday.
Yun,
every Thursday, we're gonna drop new episodes para longer time for you guys to catch up. Alam ko, sobrang dami nyo nang na-miss out for those na hindi pa nakakapakinig.
Lalo sa season 1.
Oo, at saka yung mga, ang dami kasing new listeners. So, for the new listeners to catch up sa season 1 natin, we're gonna upload 1 episode per week every Thursday. Tapos ito nga, nung sinasabi namin na may theme, July, sabi ni Owie, Nutrition Month, we're gonna talk about Go Grow.
Nakapag, ano ba yung sinasabi niya? Nakapag-parade the Nutrition Month? Ayun. Kumain ng gulay para
makulay ang buhay.
Makulay ang buhay, Diyos ko Lord.
Nakakalokate. Charlene, ano yun si Charlene?
Charlene San Pedro.
It's shaking.
Oo.
Ayun.
Pero this time, let's talk about ano. Because it's Nutrition Month, let's talk about change management. Uy, pero this is a very interesting topic. We have friends on Twitter Spaces. Hello sa mga friends namin on Twitter Spaces. Ang dami nyo kasi. Ang hirap mag-mention ng a lot of names. Pero you guys know who you are. And thank you for listening to Kumaritok. So we usually talk about this. Na parang more on dating ang peg kasi namin, ma'am. Lalo yung space na madalas kong salihan. Yung kina-brands. We used to talk about dating. Not used to eh. We still do. We talk about dating.
Relationships.
We talk about relationships. We talk about red flags.
Mm-mm.
And this is also an interesting topic. Kasi remember, for the past, in our past season, we haven't really talked a lot about relationship management.
Management.
Oo. Now, in this episode kasi, what we wanna uncover is how does your change management apply kung magta-transition ka from being single to in a relationship or from being in a relationship to
being single.
And I feel like you and I can both relate here.
Hi.
Kasi we have different... Pero sige, unahin kita.
Jowain niyo na po ako. para may contribution. May ambag ako sa ano. Change
pero
manager.
Ikaw ba muna? Kasi I wanna talk about yung past life. Past life mo, is there anything you miss from being in a relationship now that you are single for 2 years na?
A lot. Wait,
bukod sa kengking.
Ay, hindi ko nga nami-miss yung kengking. Accessible yan. Pero I miss a lot of things. Like, honestly, I couldn't even begin. Parang sobrang dami sa list. O sige, i-ano ko na lang. Enumeration. Yung pinaka na miss ko.
About, yung top 3 mo? Kasi baka maubos yung...
Hindi, mga top 25 to girl. Madami nga. top 3. Ang dami. O sige. Sige, narrow down natin sa 3. Top 3 ko. Yung constant. Yung I ako kasi when I'm in a relationship and I believe naman din that when you are in a relationship you don't own the person.
Uh-oh.
But this person is like your constant. You're parang yours. But you don't own them. Pero you consider them yours. Gets mo ba?
Para siyang
exclusive.
May moral responsibility.
Oo, may moral responsibility kayo sa isa't isa. So parang, that's yung, yun yung top three ko na parang, I miss like having someone na alam kong sa akin.
Oo.
Na yung tipong pagpagod ako, parang uuwian ko or uuwian ako. Girl, makamayak ako, girl. yun. Siguro yun yung third. Tapos yung top two ko, yung hindi actually parang yun, it sums up.
That's the ultimate.
Oh, that's the ultimate na. Parang, sige, yun na lang. Yun yung pinaka namimiss ko. Tapos magsistem na lang ako. Kasi parang, nakamiss yung minsan, kunyari, pandemic naman ngayon eh. Parang yung kunyari may bagong palabas na movie. Parang instead of thinking of sino yung isasama mo, parang alam mo na kagad na, ay, papanoorin namin ni ganito to. Or, kunyari, may bagong bukas na restaurant. Ay, ano, kakain kami ni ganito dyan. Parang meron ka ng someone in mind.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, yung hindi ka na, alam mo yun, yung you won't think twice to ask for this person's time. Because you know that may moral responsibility kayo sa isa't isa na parang given na agad na,
uh-oh,
ikaw yung kasama ko, ikaw yung partner ko. Parang ganyan.
Na parang every time that you demand time,
mm-mm,
hindi naman sa
hindi,
no
you don't have
no
to demand kasi given siya. Get?
Ah, oo. Okay.
Diba? Uh-oh. Yung someone that you don't have. Kasi kapag kayo, kunyari,
best friends.
Best friends ko, kayo ni Kurt. Nagde-demand ako ng time eh, na parang, huy girl, i-free mo yung Saturday mo, huy, keme, i-ganyan mo. Eh, kapag jowa mo kasi, it's given that kapag weekend o anong plano natin sa weekend, ganun eh, parang nakakamiss yung ganun. Namimiss ko, tapos, namimiss ko yung ano, yung syempre yung good morning texts, yung,
uh-oh,
yung hindi na puro GC. Tangin na kasi yung phone ko, basta sabog na puro GC talaga yan, day, puro chismisan. Namimiss ko yung good morning texts, yung good night texts, yung random na may ina-update ka kung anong ginagawa mo.
Yung tinag ko sa'yo sa Twitter. Pero grabe naman yung...
Okay naman yan, te. Ano, bawat kibot mo...
Masahin ko nga saglit. Ang kasi...
Bawat kibot mo naman din talaga, Anis.
Oo.
Hindi naman ganyang levels, pero nakakamiss din yung may ina-update ka kung anong ginagawa mo. Yung nagre-report ka kay ganito na... O kunyari, andito na ako, or traffic dito, or mga ganun ba?
Oo.
Pero hindi naman yung sobrang updated na, baby, nasa bahay na ako. Baby, binubuksan ko na yung pinto. Baby, kakapasok ko lang. Baby, umupo ako sa nakakaloka, te. Hindi naman ganun ka, ano. Pero nakakamiss na meron nag-update sa'yo, or meron kang ina-update. Yun, isa rin yun sa mga namimiss ko. Tapos ano, namimiss kong, ito, namimiss ko yung ano, meron akong, kasi di ba mahilig ako yung ano, hala 11-11 make a wish. Lord, sana po siya na.
Narinig niyo po yun, sabi niya, Lord, sana po siya. Nagre-record talaga tayo, Dar.
Lord, siya na po siya na.
So, i-describe ko lang po yung tsura niya.
Siya na po, siya na po.
Nakakross yung dalawang face. Kasi we're recording this at night. So, 11:11 na yung oras ngayon. At ayun, nag-wish na siya. Tapos, mukha namang ano, diba? Kala mo hindi rinig. Pero, sige. Bilang mag-11, ayan, 11:12 na. Okay, pwede na tayo mag-resume.
True. So, edi, ayun nga. So, parang, namimiss ko yung, diba mahilig ako mag-ano? Yung kunyari may nakita ako, tas reminds me of, kunyari, ay, ito very OW ito. It's parang, I'm gonna get it. Or parang, uy girl, magugustuhan mo to ganyan. Namimiss ko yung may ganon. Kasi maganon ako eh, na parang kunyari, si ganito mahilig siya sa shoes. Tapos parang, pag bibilan ko siya ng ganito, ganyan. Parang ang hirap kasi kapag sa friends mo gagawin. Kasi pag binili mo isa, parang
bibilan
lahat sila kailangan mo. Oo,
unless meron ka talaga ng ultimate best friend na,
na
usual mo, yung constant mo talaga na ano.
True. So yun, so parang, yun yung pinaka namimiss ko. Actually, siguro to sum it up in just one word, yung ano, yung exclusivity, sige, and attachment, namimiss ko ma-attach.
Hello. Pero it's been 2 years kasi, Dai.
Mm-mm.
Na
tama.
May mga nagpaparamdam naman sa iyo nung
tama.
Di ba sabi mo yung king is always accessible. Uh-oh. Pero you haven't really had that. Or, in the past 2 years, wala ka na feel na spark. Until, sige, wala ma. Wala.
Girl, ikaw, okay. Umi. So, ito nga. Ogo, ikaw naman.
Na-miss ko.
From, ikaw, from single to being in a relationship. Ano? Ado na ba tayo? Or nung single?
Yung na-miss ko?
Oo.
Sa pagiging single?
Mm-mm.
Well, technically kasi wala eh. Pero, don't get me wrong ha. I mean, yung ginagawa kasi naming dalawa ni partner might not be applicable to everyone.
Yeah.
Tapos, I also hear some stories kasi on Twitter na even they are in a relationship, they still miss yung being independent, being out there, outgoing na wala silang kinoconsider na other person. Kasi,
yes.
Alam naman natin yan, like what you mentioned earlier, once you commit yourself in a relationship kasi, there is that moral responsibility. Na kung may lahat ka, magpapaalam ka, na minsan kailangan mo i-consider lahat ng decision mo dun sa magiging decision ng partner mo, na madalas, kung bibili ka ng something para sa'yo, dapat bibili ka rin para sa kanya.
Yeah.
Hindi naman siya obligasyon, pero minsan kasi, pumapasok din dun yung konsensya mo na, bibili lang ba ako para sa sarili ko? Will I not buy something for my partner too?
Yeah.
Parang ganon.
Tama.
Pero sa amin kasing dalawa ni Jerry, we don't have that kind of, we don't have that kind of relationship na sobrang exclusive na dapat you and me against the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi kasi kami ganon.
Uh-huh.
Na, tignan mo, pre-pandemic naging kami, diba? Kasi we've been together for about 2 years na.
Mm-hmm.
So, naging kami pre-pandemic and you know, may hobbies naman. Alam mo naman, nagala akong tao na hindi ako napipirmi sa bahay na lumalabas ako every quarter somewhere talagang sobrang layo. Na hindi naman talaga niya hilig. Hindi siya yung tipo ng tao na kapag pag niyaya mo, say mag out of town or out of the country, hindi siya yung go-go ka agad.
Taong bahay yun eh.
Oo, sobrang taong bahay niya. Pero hindi ko siya kinoconsider as something na I miss being single kasi he allows me to be me. He allows me to do everything that I used to do when I was single. So, siguro swerte ko lang din.
Yeah. And I feel like, I always say this eh, I feel like that's very important when you jump into a relationship.
Mm-mm.
Kasi ako, I believe that when you are in a relationship, you should not lose your individuality.
Totoo.
I always say that. Kasi syempre, parang this person, before you met him or her, may buhay... I mean, parang...
You have a life outside.
Yeah. This parang that's one of the reasons why you like this person. Maybe you like this person because he's doing this, he's doing that, and then all of a sudden, you guys get together and he can't do those things anymore? Parang, it doesn't make sense to me.
Uh-oh.
Parang, you're changing this person into someone else that you might not like anymore.
Parang,
ganun kasi you are liking them individually before you become one in a relationship eh. So, they should not... naniniwala ako na your individuality should not be lost once you share yourself with another person.
Totoo. Kasi you are adding a person in your life. You're not really changing your life entirely.
Yeah, exactly. At saka parang, yung mga... Ewan ko, I'm not sure if this is because matanda na tayo, girl. I mean, may edad na tayo compared to sa mga iba. Na parang... Kunyari, they meet a person na, kunyari, gamer. Sabi natin, mm-hmm. Dota boy, ganyan. Or, basta yung mga ganyan. Tapos, all of a sudden, when they, or kunyari, ML. Mm-hmm. Ma-ML. All of a sudden, they get into a relationship. Tapos, si kuya, bawal na mag-ML. Bawal na mag-Dota. Kasi wala nang oras para sa kanya. Girl, I mean, you met that person, yan na siya. Why are you trying to change him? Parang, diba? Parang, it's part of the package. So, you take it or you leave it. Ako nga, I feel like, kung sa akin mangyayari yun, kunyari, magka-jowa ako na may hobby talaga na iba. Siguro, parang kunyari, trip niya, kunyari, gamer siya. Kung trip niya bumili ng bagong monitor, pag-iipunan pa namin, alam mo, yung mga ganon. Or, kunyari, ako, ang hilig ko mag-travel. Siguro, mag-iipon kami para makapag-travel kami together. Alam mo, yung we support each other's individuality.
Correct.
Parang ganun yung healthy relationship.
Exactly. Instead of you changing your partner's way of thinking, support mo siya kasi you might, you might also get the equal level of support coming from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga, di ba, kaya if I'm to answer the question, I don't miss anything from being single kasi I still live a single life while being in a relationship.
Yeah, gets naman.
Na I am committed to myself kasi. And he is too. Yeah. Si Jerry.
Yes.
He is too committed to himself. Walang nabago sa daily routine niya just because naging kami.
Mm-mm.
And ako rin, parang okay, if I'm gonna rank everything na naka-prioritize, syempre mauuna si work.
Uh-oh.
Hindi pwede mawala ang trabaho, hindi pwede unahin ko ang jowa bago magtrabaho, di ba? Mm-hmm. Andun siya sa taas pero hindi siya sa pinakataas.
Gets naman.
Ganon.
Ako siguro parang it's like ano, work life flow.
Oo.
You more than balancing. Hindi na kasi balancing eh. Parang you integrate your lives. You don't try to take yung life niya before mm-hmm. you met him or her. Kasi parang doon nagsistart yung toxic relationships. Kasi you're forcing you're forcing something to this person. And, or they're forcing something to you. Which is hindi na.
May question ako sa'yo. Kasi I always hear this a lot from Twitter spaces.
Yeah.
Like whenever we talk about love life, whenever we talk about commitment and them being ready to be in a relationship again, I hear people say, handa akong, ano ba yun? Nasasamid ako?
Ako nga rin eh.
Handa akong ibigay ang lahat ko sa kanya. What's your take on that?
What is lahat?
I don't know. It could be subjective, diba?
Kasi ako, I always believe that it's never possible to give lahat to a person. Or nagawa ko na lahat. Walang ganun. What do you mean by lahat? Nahugasan mo na ba yung puwet niyan? Yung mga ganun. Na, diba? Parang it's never possible. The lahat.
Mm-mm.
Yung parang kunyari, iniwan niya ako kahit binigay ko naman lahat. Binigay mo lahat, pati panty mo. Binigay mo. Hindi. No eh. Parang lahat is very subjective. And your lahat may not be that person's lahat. Gets?
Exactly.
Parang siguro, yung lahat mo, binigay ko lahat ang pera ko sa kanya, that could be your lahat. Pero, baka yung lahat for him is your time, your attention. It could vary. It's never possible. But like, to answer your question, what was your question again?
Yun nga, what's your take on the statement na kapag may tinatanong kasi tayo? And I for sure you have encountered answers like
naman.
This. Kung ready ka na ba, tapos ang sasabihin nila, ready ako kasi I know myself na. And if I meet a partner or a new guy mm-hmm. or a new girl, handa na ako ibigay ang lahat sa kanya.
Oo, yun. Ako, meron akong, wait lang, may side chick ako. Meron akong video dito sa phone ko na dapat i-throwback ko, ipopost ko. Tapos hindi ko tinuloy. So last year, yung, di ba, kasagsagan ng pandemic, kami nung mga, nung other barkada, kami nila, yung EN people. Di ba, lagi kami nag-zoom every night. So we had this conversation na about love, about relationships. And then, meron akong clip, I'm gonna show you later. Sabi ko doon na I haven't met the person who's gonna make me jump off the cliff even when I'm not ready yet. Yun yung sabi ko. Tapos nung napanood ko siya, parang inisip ko, syempre nag-ponder ako na parang, so now ba, have I? Or parang, will I ever? Or parang, am I waiting? Or am I looking? Parang ganun yung question ko sa sarili ko. Na parang, am I looking for the person who will make me jump off the cliff even when I'm not ready yet? Pero parang, I've come to realize, kaya I didn't share the throwback. Kasi I've come to realize that it's never about the other person. It's always about me. It's always about if I am gonna do it or if I'm not gonna do it. Kasi whether, or you can never tell when you're ready or not eh. Sometimes, hindi ka pa pala ready, tapos nag-jump ka into a relationship, tapos it didn't work. It didn't work. Pero, hindi eh. You can never tell na parang, okay, handa na ako. Walang ganun, girl. There's never such, and the more you think about whether you're already ready or not, the more that you are not, the more you realize that, hindi pa pala ako handa. Kasi you're thinking twice.
Uh-oh.
So parang you trust your intuitions, you trust your guts. Na parang tatalon ka na lang talaga sa cliff. Whether you're pressured, whether you've been, alam mo yun, kasi diba, oh sige, analogy. Kunyari, cliff diving sa Batangas. Kunyari, saan ba yung nag-cliff diving sa Batangas? Sa La Iya? Ay, not La Iya.
Basta somewhere. Cebu.
Meron din ba sa Cebu?
Oo.
Kasi I've experienced sa Batangas. Sa may, basta sa somewhere na Cebu. Tapos, parang, may pila kasi nga attraction yun eh. So ako, I'm scared. Ang taas eh, parang 15 feet ba? Mm-mm. Basta ang taas. Tapos mabato siya, girl. Alam mo yung kapag na-short ka ng talon, tatama ka sa ani, sa bato. Uh-oh. So, edi yun. Nung time na yun, dahil nga attraction siya, mahaba yung pila. So, nakakahiya. Parang may pressure. May peer pressure na parang, hoy, tumalon ka na, ang dami nag-aantay. Parang ganyan. Pero takot, natatakot ka, diba? So, nung time na yun, parang, tumalon na lang ako. Kahit hindi ko alam kung ready na ba ako tumalon. Natatakot ako kasi baka ang dami kong mga inhibitions, ang dami kong mga iniisip. Tumalon pa rin ako. Tapos wala, okay naman ako. Hindi ko alam, di ba? Parang syempre, ang dami pwedeng mangyari. Pwede ako malunod, pwede ako tumama sa bato, pwede akong makain ng shark.
May shark!
Di ba? Pwede, ang dami pwede mangyari. Pero wala, regardless, tumalon pa rin ako. Tapos wala, it was fun, ganyan. Tapos meron na akong friend na tumalon siya, tapos nagka-bruise siya ng malaki.
Mm-mm.
So, pangit yung experience. But still, di ba?
Nagawa niya.
Move on. Ganyan. So, parang na-feel ko right now, parang, just do it. Parang, mm-mm, if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, edi, it didn't work.
And this is also, remember episode 20 na, no, episode 19, character development natin.
Yeah.
I shared something there kasi na there are two types of, categories. Basta yun, dalawang klase kasi yung change management na yan eh. The first one is a need, the next one is a want.
Mm-mm.
And similar siya dun sa transitioning mo kasi it will bridge to the next question that we have eh. How will you transition kasi, di ba? From being single to in a relationship or from being in a relationship to being single.
Yeah.
Para sa akin kasi, idudugtong ko dun sa analogy mo.
Mm-mm.
Nung cliff diving na are you ready? Kasi you're asking yourself, am I ready to jump?
Mm-mm.
But because it's a queue and then people are waiting at the back.
There's pressure.
Mm-hmm. Then you needed to jump. And that's the word. You needed to. Diba? So that's the change management na kailangan mo kasi siyang gawin eh.
Mm.
Just because you are pressured to do so and because there's no turning back. Nakuha mo?
Gets ko. Pero diyan papasok yung choices. Because there's always a choice for you to jump or for you to leave the queue and go back and never wanna try and never wanna experience.
Correct.
Diba?
So, dun sa note na yun, you jumped.
Mm-mm.
Regardless if you're ready or not, you still jumped. Just because, na-feel mo na siya eh. You threw yourself out there.
Mm-mm.
The second type naman kasi, it's a want.
Mm-mm.
Like, even before you jumping, you contemplated na, syempre, will I even fall on cue?
Yeah, exactly.
Pipila pa ba ako kung feeling ko hindi ako kaya magiging handa pagdating ko dun na naka-moment ko na tapos bigla akong magka-cry-cry. Nag-cry ka?
Nag-cry.
Cliff jumping
na? Meron. Yes. Ayun, meron mga hinihimatay pa. Tapos, syempre, X na sila, diba?
Oo.
Kasi na, yung lula.
Mm-mm.
Yung lula factor.
It's not about the fall eh. It's about the height.
Oh my God, yeah, that's true. And I think it's similar when it comes to relationships. It's not about jumping. It's what you think before jumping.
Oh.
So when you overthink things, ito talaga eh, di ba ang dami nating mga overthinkers kasi tayong mga buwakan ng shit tayo eh. Parang ang daming going on inside
people
our mind.
People are really people are naturally overthinkers.
Yeah, that's true. Lalo na ngayon na pandemic. Now, we are left with, you know, our brains. We are left with our thoughts.
And very limited personal interaction
with
real people.
With real people. It's everything's online. And when everything's online, even when it's video, kahit video chat yan or video conference or whatever, it's never transparent versus yung actual
Correct.
Interaction. Parang kung video, we could turn off videos. There's always delays. We could fake. Even yung when you're in meetings na nakapanti ka lang tapos naka-corporate attire ka sa taas. Eh, hindi eh. It's never really the same. Tapos, lalo na pag phone calls, lalo na pag chat, diba?
Oo. Oh, oh.
So, parang, it's, how do you, it's super filtered. Ayun. Sobrang filtered nung nangyari. And, yun nga, we're left with our own thoughts. We're left with us facing ourselves in the mirror, thinking about all the negative things we could think about correct. Ourselves, about our family members, about relationships, about life, about this whole pandemic situation. So parang sobrang ano nung judgment natin.
Crowded na siya just because hindi kasi gaya ng dati yung character development, not just character development eh. The relationship management that we have currently during this time of pandemic is totally different from what we used to have pre-pandemic. Yeah. Like back then, before you throw yourself out there, papasok kasi dyan yung okay, chat ko muna siya until we decide to go on a date, until we meet each other. Tapos minsan, wala ka masyadong restrictions.
Yeah.
There might be, I can be wrong, there mm-mm. might be restrictions, but it's not really that hard
mm-mm.
to meet people.
Yes.
Ngayon kasi, ang dami na. And all, I mean, everyone is using the digital platform na.
That's true.
Hindi gaya ng dati na may mga tao pa rin talaga na hindi masyado ma-Facebook noon.
Mm-mm,
that's pre-pandemic, diba? Kaya nga, the way they manage themselves is kind of, ano na, it's kind of, sorry for the term ha, but I can be wrong, superficial.
Superficial. And that's true. I have to agree.
Very shallow. Okay, so babalik ako dun sa relationship management kanina.
Mm-mm.
Na, will you just simply throw yourself out? May iba kasi, and I've heard people also on Twitter spaces na, they see themselves as someone, when they, yung tipong, they see themselves transitioning from being single to in a relationship in a very idealistic way.
Mm-mm.
Which is not bad. I'm not saying that it's bad. Pero the opinion that I'm gonna share can also be, ano, can also be different from what they believe in. I can be wrong.
Mm-mm.
Disclaimer na natin
yan. Yeah.
People will always fall for the idea of that hopeless romantic vibe. What we see on the television, ang daming series na nag-revolve around lockdown.
Yes.
And we picture ourselves being those people who are the protagonist of those series or movies. Na parang, okay, we want to be the bida in our own movie.
Mm-mm.
Kaya siya nagiging masyadong shallow. Nawawala yung depth nung relationship na yon that they're trying to build just because may idea na sila kung ano yung gusto nila mangyari.
Mm-mm.
And even them making that sound decision to either go or say no, na-crowd na.
And you know what? I wanna add this. This pandemic had its, you know, pros and cons. In addition to what you said, girl, parang, you know how self-love has been like super, 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 what do you call this? Parang highlighted.
Mm-mm.
Parang sobrang na ano siya. Parang care for yourself. Ang daming biglang nag self-care, nag alam mo yun, nag-start mag-skincare, nag-start mag-workout, started to eat right. Alam mo yun, because of this whole pandemic situation, they were able to like focus on themselves, yung loving themselves. And we talked about that sa previous episode natin, diba? Paano nga ba mag-self-love?
Correct.
So, parang there had been a lot of parang chances or opportunities for people to care for themselves. Now, in terms of caring for ourselves, naano siya. What do you call this? Na mix up. There is a mix up in terms of knowing your worth through self-care and self-love and being in a relationship. That yun nga, just like what you said, we are setting idealist, par we are being idealist in terms of idealistic in terms of relationships na when there's like the tiniest inconsistency,
Nire-red flag natin kagad.
Nire-red flag natin kagad. And we say na, okay, I don't deserve that. I deserve something else. I deserve something better. Because self-love. Because self-worth. When in fact, parang relationships have to have compromise.
Totoo.
So like, kunyari ako, biglang ni-red flag ko yung isang guy because ganito siya mag-isip or ganito siya magsalita, ganyan. Ay parang, ay, oh my gosh, eh yung idea ko is ganito
prim
dapat.
Prim and proper.
Oo, prim and proper dapat.
Yung ano niya, yung pagsasalita niya, kanto.
Oo, ganyan. Parang, oh my God, I can't be with this person. This blah, 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 blah. But girl, you are only the alam mo, ikaw yung nagsastop sa sarili mo to jump from the cliff. You are pulling yourself out of the queue.
Hindi ka pa nga pumipila sa queue.
Hindi ka pa pumipila sa queue kasi nung may nag-jump at na-bruised siya, natakot ka na.
Correct.
Diba? So parang, that's their story eh. Your story is different naman eh. And how could you, like, say that you really loved a person if you can't compromise, if you can't accept a flaw, if you can't accept them sending late messages, if you can't accept them being busy with their lives, paano ang relationship? Wala na. So, kunyari, gusto mo mabilis mag-reply. Kunyari, gusto mo ganito, ganyan. Tapos, itong guy na to, apparently, you fell for this guy, may pero. Tapos, ayaw mo na.
Mm-mm.
So, diba? So, it makes everything problematic. And, yung basis mo is self-love. Na I don't deserve this. I deserve something else. Oh girl, wala na. Hindi na.
Totoo.
Diba? Parang medyo nagkakaroon ng it gets problematic when it's mixed up. Kasi we overthink.
That is a fact, really.
Mm-mm.
Na, alam, hindi siya ano eh. Very common siya sa tao ngayon.
Mm-mm.
I can be wrong sa opinion ko. Pero it's kind of common for people that I meet. Yun na lang. Hindi sa lahat pala. It's not a cognitive generalization on everyone. But for some people I meet or met virtually.
It's happening
still.
Yeah. And ikaw ba naniniwala ka dito? Yung parang, yung mga tao daw na walang nagkakagusto sa kanila. Sila yung parang self-love. Pero yung mga, hindi naman. Yung mga gustuhin naman. Sila yung parang, okay, jump into a relationship.
Sorry. That will answer the second point of our episode today kasi, diba? Parang, how did I transition from being single to in a relationship? You know my story. Like, even before Jerry and I were a thing, walang kami. And I'm not really saying, I'm not telling any stories at all. Diba, nabigla ka na lang na, girl, birthday ni mommy, uwi tayo.
Mm-mm.
I'm bringing someone pala.
Yeah, may plus one
may
ako.
May plus one ako, sabi ko. Sino yan? Tapos sirin ko sa'yo yung profile picture niya. Tama. Diba? Sabi na, okay, wala kang expectations at all.
I didn't have.
So and that was the...
Even our other friends.
Even other friends. Nagulat na lang sila, oh, yung plus one si Owie.
Tama.
Wala naman siyang chili-chika.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, ganito yun. Ito ma-share ko na lang
Sige, go.
Bilang nakikinig naman na kayo, o sige, upo tayo.
Upo tayo, dali.
Dali.
Tignan mo. Walang nangyayari.
Ayun. So... Naniniwala kasi ako dati yung pagiging single ko na it's by choice.
Mm-hmm.
Naririnig mo yan, di ba?
Yan yung mga ganun yung kapag hindi ka gustuhin, single by choice.
Uh-oh. Hindi yan totoo dahi. We talked about this in our previous episode na what my insecurities are. Hindi naman ako yung pinakamaganda sa grupo. Mm-hmm. Hindi naman ako yung pinakapogi. Hindi ako pansinin. May ganun eh. May ganun talaga. Pero dinadaan ko siya sa ibang paraan. Could be my intellect, it could be my talent, or anything that I can manifest na that will make me stand out.
Yeah.
Pero before I entered the relationship with my partner now, I used to think that I'm single because I chose to be single.
Mm-mm.
Pero hindi pala.
Really?
Oo. It's not my choice pala. The choice that I had the option to choose, ha? uh-uh. of I know ang tawag nito not naputol yung train of thoughts ko. Meron ako nung option to choose kung magiging in a relationship ako or hindi. Pero yung pagiging single ko, it's not really a choice.
Mm-mm.
Pero it's because of because of the chance that I'm not really taking.
Expound.
Ano siya? You always have that chance eh. Meron ka nung chance na yun everyday.
Ba't ako kinikilig pa?
Hindi, totoo, dai. You always have that chance everyday to fall in love with the random stranger.
That's correct.
Now, yung sinasabi mo kasi na I'm single by choice, it's being crowded because of your preference and your standards.
Mm-mm.
I used to have that set of preferences or set of standards that I need to have at least kahit 80% naka-check man lang.
Mm-mm. Oo, ako may ganyan naman.
That's how I identified myself back then. I'm single by choice kasi hindi ko pala na-meet yung standards.
Yung makaka-tick ng lahat sa bucket mo.
But if you take that chance of falling in love with a random stranger and see if it's gonna work with you or not, wala namang mawawala sa'yo.
Tama.
You might be listeners, I can be wrong. You might be investing time and of course your resources. Mm-hmm. Andiyan yung pera mo.
Yung oras mo. Ba? Effort
mo. Papakinggin ka pa.
Tapos papakilala mo sa magulang. You're gonna show them your scars. You're gonna tell them your story. You're gonna show them the ugly parts of you, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kapagod kaya yun.
It's a chance that you just need to take.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Like, treat every day as another day for you to take another chance. And yun nga yung gaya na sabi mo kanina na it's a, tag nito, if you see a single flaw, people would probably consider it as a red flag already because they're choosing themselves first.
Mm-mm.
I get it that you're choosing yourself, but choosing yourself can also be done differently.
Mm-mm. Choosing yourself could also mean choosing a person to love you, to take care of you as well.
Oo. Diba? Ako hindi ako naniniwala na porque hindi ako gustuhin at hindi ako stand out sa crowd, hindi ako magugustuhan talaga and I would settle for something less. Hindi ako nag-settle for something less. Actually, I settled for my next big thing.
Yeah.
You can always find... I'm gonna shed some optimistic light lang. You can always find your next big thing dun sa package na hindi mo inaasahan.
Mm-mm.
And it happened to me. So it could also happen to you.
That's true. Alam mo, ako naman, siguro, I feel like we are over, ano bang tamang term? Hindi romanticize eh. Romanticizing the idea of things not working out. We put so much drama into things that don't work.
Mm-mm.
When in fact, it's normal for things not to work. What's not normal is wanting something and not trying them out. That is not normal. Parang you are only creating another what if instead of working on something already. Parang I feel like, ako ha, kunyari, this could be subjective and this could just be me. Wala kasi akong, over the past 2 years, I haven't really, like, found someone na I really like. Until. I haven't...
So, in-adjust ko oras ko, 11-11 ko ulit.
Paki-ano nga, paki-11-11 mo ulit. Charot. Parang, I haven't, yung 2 years ko na single, wala pa kasi akong, honestly naman din to. There are several people na may potential, but I don't really like them. And I don't want to, like, jump into a relationship din naman na hindi ko gusto. Siguro, sana gusto ko naman, parang ganun. Parang madali na lang i-work out kung gusto mo eh. Pero yung hindi mo talaga gusto at all, parang hirap. Parang hirap naman nun, sis. Parang workout mo na nga. Ay, workout mo pa, nagugustuhin mo siya. Parang you're just gonna commit. Kasi, kukommit mo yung self mo eh. Kukommit mo yung sarili mo into something na you don't really like or someone you don't really like. Tapos, so parang I haven't really met someone na yung gustong gusto ko. Ganyan. So parang, naisip ko na if I meet someone na I really like and you know I'm really gonna pray for, I'm really gonna look forward to waking up to every day. Parang I'm not using the word ready ha. I want to try to make it work with that person. Mm-hmm. Parang ayokong matakot. Ayoko na matakot na dahil may red flag. Kasi for sure, there are going to be a lot of red flags. But, tayo, trainers tayo ha. Let's talk in a trainer's perspective. If a trainee exhibits a behavior na we tag as red flag, do we just let them go?
You don't let people go just because.
We don't. We try. We work with the person. We try to may remediation sessions tayo. We try to bridge the gap. Mm-hmm. That's what you do when you spot red flags. You don't just leave. That's the common misconception eh. When you spot red flags, leave. No. When you spot red flags, you address that red flag. RCA. Bakit ba? Saan galing tong red flag? Why am I tagging this as a red flag? Anong pinanggagalingan? Now, if you have already exhausted all, you know, your resources, everything that you can do to address the red flag, but it's still red, it didn't turn to yellow, it didn't turn to green, then that's the time that you could probably let go. But it's always, I mean, it's always best to address the quote-unquote problem.
Totoo.
Diba? Kasi the thing about like social media now is when you spot a red flag, when you collect red flags, you let the person go eh. Or parang
there's a tendency that you cancel the person just because feeling mo red flag siya.
Yeah, and bakit natin ginagawa yon? I mean, we are talking about change management. And with our previous episodes about change management, I remember talking about change or looking at change as constant. Like, it happens every second. It happens every millisecond, nanosecond. So, why don't we give this person a chance? Malay mo, this red flag behavior that he has, once it's addressed, it could turn out into something better. Something great. Something that would make the relationship stronger. So, parang, gets ba? So, parang, hindi ko naiintindihan that before, ha? Ito, guilty rin naman ako. When I see yung mga posts about red flags, I share it. Kasi, relate ako, eh. Na parang, hala, yung dinedate ko ngayon, may red flag, ganyan, lalala, ganyan. Parang, ano, red flag, but I'm a bull. ganyan, hinahabol ka red flag. But, you know, when you really think things through, ano talaga eh, what you do with red flags is you address and you try to make it yellow to green. So, yun. So, parang, ang weird, wala lang, sa... And ito pala yung another thing that's problematic. Malay mo, we are thinking this way, but the other person might not. So, yun yung talagang biggest, ano.
Ayun, actually, yung sinasabi ko kanina, medyo naguluhan ako the way I explained it. Pero natumbok mo siya na single by choice is not really you single by choice kasi ayaw mo sa tao. No, you're choosing to be single kasi talagang gusto mo lang.
Uh-oh.
And you're trying to avoid that opportunity to take the chance and correct the red flags that you kinda, I'm quoting and unquoting the ano,
yeah.
In air quote ko yung kinda, see, dun sa taong yon. So you are single by choice because you chose to be single. Ano siya, you could have taken the chance.
Mm-mm.
Para you can be in a relationship because of the chance that you took to correct these red
flags. Why do I feel like you're lecturing me?
or you address the things na feeling mo, ang ano kasi, ang heavy ng red flag masyado. Pero uh-huh. Diba, let's, for the lack of a better term, let's use it. Pwede mo naman gawa ng paraan. So you won't have to evade the date and start over again. Ang hirap kaya magsimula araw-araw.
Tama.
And
at saka ano girl, siguro yung yung point mo kanina is you are single by choice. Yung quote unquote single by choice probably because the person that you like is single by choice. Like, it's not on you anymore.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Yun yung mahirap. Na parang, what if ikaw, G ka, to make things work, pero siya, hindi.
Yun na yung mga uncontrollables natin sa buhay. Na not everything is under our control. Pero, here's my big pero there. a 1% chance is still a chance.
O, go, kahit, paasahin mo. Kahit, paasahin natin ang Merlin.
Kahit 0.001% chance pa yan, it's still a chance unless it's zero.
Gets.
Nakuha mo yun?
Mm-mm.
Kasi ibig sabihin kasi noon, para lang siyang mikrobyo. Ang dami kong paring i-analogy.
Germs.
Mikrobyo, germs, virus.
Virus.
It starts with one.
It starts with one thing.
I don't know. Parang tabi commercial ng episode na to. Ayun. It starts with one.
Mm-mm.
At eventually, dadami siya. Hindi naman sa sinasabi kong umasa ka in all.
Oh, go!
Pero if you are seeing, you know, if there is that window, kahit may kaunting siwang man lang ng ilaw na nakita mo.
Ah, tapos inansya ka. The joke.
hindi yun nga eh. Ito nga yun, no? Ito na yung pangatlong question
mamaya, ko. Mamaya, teka lang.
Pero pag may nakita ka kasing kaunting siwang, kahit feeling mo na hindi siya nagpaparamdam sa'yo, and this also goes to the single friends who are dating or kinda potentially dating or quote-unquote dating slash undating. Hindi ko ang dami! Ang dami! Sa uno nito? Ayun.
Pero feeling ko 5 hours long episode.
Promise. Maghanap kayo ng kaunting siwang dun sa tanong. Ganun yung pet-pet ka.
Inaiiha. Uy, ma'am 2cm.
Sorry. Ano ba yan? Wait lang, ino ba tubig?
Ma'am 2cm.
Ayun nga.
Inaiiha.
Ang dami commercial na episode na to, promise. Ayun. Maghanap kayo ng kaunting ano. Yun nga. Ano? Ayoko na nabihin yung siwang. At least if you're seeing at least a ray of light.
Yun na lang.
Yun na lang. Out of your conversation. Minsan kasi yung mga subtle paramdam, yung mga hayop na yan. May mga subtle paramdam sila. You may be taking the message wrong na hindi man siguro siya para sa'yo.
Mm-mm.
But finifeel mo na para sa'yo yun. It's okay.
Mm-mm.
It's valid. You are a human being and it's ano eh. It's natural for us to take the message na hindi naman pala intended sa'yo.
Yeah.
Okay lang yun. It's not on you. Kasi you're just being human. But your job now is to validate.
Yeah.
So, try your bestest effort na lang din siguro to do something about it. Mahirap kasi mag-antayan kayo. Diba? Tinasabi ko sa'yo to.
Ha?
Ang hirap nung mag-antayan kayo, yeah. Nagpapakiramdaman kayo. Kasi baka mamaya, ang tingin din nung isang tao sa'yo is...
You're not interested
or hard to reach ka.
Mm-mm.
Or masyado kang, alam mo, too good to be true ka.
Mm-mm.
To be that partner. So, pwedeng ikaw na lang. Bilang ikaw naman na nakikinig ng podcast namin. So, maybe ikaw na lang gumawa ng paraan.
Tama.
Diba?
Yeah.
Para hindi siya yung
tipo... Do you see yung light?
Oo, may light.
Parang may tao sa labas. Gusto mo yung na-recorded tapos may ano.
Chumika talaga.
So, I feel so too. And I feel like every individual, siguro, I can speak from someone who is still single. Parang, if you really want to, you don't really want, sorry, I could be wrong, this could just be me. You don't really have to want to be in a relationship. What you have to consider is the person. It's always the person. If you choose that person, regardless of what situation you would guys be in, it's always going to be that person. So if you meet a person that you choose and you wanna choose every day, go hanapan mo ng siwang.
Uh-oh.
Kasi hindi, it's not every day that you meet that person. Eh. You can be in a relationship with a lot of people.
Correct.
Yung going back to your first question, yung ano yung nami-miss ko? Was that a knock?
Parang hindi na.
Ayun. Ano? Nag-record talaga. Wait lang. Going back to your first question, ko ano yung nami-miss ko when I was still in a relationship? Those things kasi, I get them from my friends.
Uh-oh.
So parang somehow it's a bit hard for me to like really like decide kung ano yung nami-miss ko because I still get to do them. Yung mga pag-movie, mga bigla ang road trip, yung kengkeng on the side, syempre may mga accessible kengkengs naman dyan. Yung, but par, yung constant, kasi kayo, you guys are always there naman eh. So, parang somehow, na-fulfill naman yung void. Pero, iba pa rin yung person, that one person that you're really gonna choose every day. And, who's also gonna choose you.
Correct.
Diba? Parang it's a matter of choosing the person.
Choosing the person.
Not the situation, not the circumstance, not even thinking about the commitment, the issues, the everything. Person talaga yung totoo. Pipiliin mo.
Pero ano ha, kakabigin ko ng bahagya.
Oo.
Even before you go to that ano, to that level, you have to make sure na may expectations ka rin sa sarili.
Oo naman.
Hindi yung tipong...
Boundaries.
Oo. Ako sinasabi ko na take the chance, take the opportunity to fall in love, to meet someone, to address the red flags or the behaviors na feeling mo pwede mo pang magawa ng paraan. Pero just because I shared tips na gawin mo yon does not mean na gawin mo yun agad without you knowing yourself first.
Yeah.
Pwede ka kasi munang makinig ng episode 8 at episode 19 and episode 20.
Mm-mm.
Kasi these are the things that you have to bear in mind. That you have to know yourself really well before you throwing yourself out there and deciding, finally deciding to, ano, to share your commitment with, ano, with someone.
With another person.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
And probably my last question na lang siguro sa'yo. Kasi, no longer applicable sa akin.
Mm-mm.
Kung magkakajowa ka na in 5 to 7 business days. Itanong kita sa timetable mo.
Oo nga eh. SLA. Last time. May SLA ako eh.
So, kung magkakajowa ka in 5 to 10 business days, ready ka na?
Uh-uh. Ang bilis. Oo, kasi nakapili na akik.
Oo, oh, ayun.
May napili na kasi ako.
Naghahanap ko na lang ng siwang.
Siwang na lang. Uh-oh. Na iaayi. Iaayi ko.
Iaayi mo. Kung ilang CM.
Oo, ako oo. Like, oo. Mm-mm. Meron na.
Yes na, without reservations.
Yeah, without reservations. Ay. Pinagpipray ko na siya.
Oh, kanina nga, diba? 11-11.
11-11.
Ano? Siya na. Siya na.
Siya na.
At nakikinig siya, ano? Tapos sabi, ay, ito na yung siwang.
Hala, siya rin pala naghahanap ng siwang.
Oo. Oh,
oh. O, edi, ay, inay, ay, joke lang. Ayun.
Ang hirap.
Ang hirap pala sigundahan nun.
Oo.
Pero hindi, yun nga, parang, siguro ano lang, love every day.
Uh-uh.
Don't ever be tired of loving.
Mm-mm.
Don't be afraid to love. There are different shapes and forms and kinds of love that we get every day. Romantic love is romantic love if we make it romantic.
Diba? Totoo. Any love can be actually romantic and intimate love.
Yeah.
Because we have the opportunity to do so.
Mm-mm.
Na make things happen.
And don't be afraid to choose the wrong people.
Totoo.
Yan. Ako, huwag kayong matakot. Kung sa mga bagay in life in general, di ba sinasabi natin na don't be afraid to make mistakes because only, you know, that's the only way to learn. Same with love. Like, huwag kayong matakot na magsayang ng panahon. Wow, sinasabi ko to ah. Huwag kayong matakot na magsayang ng panahon sa maling tao. Huwag kayong matakot na magmahal ng maling tao. Kasi at the end of the day, may matututunan naman. For sure, may get kayo dun eh.
Uh-oh.
And at the same time, you will never know the right person or the right things to do or the right relationship if you've never committed any mistakes in your past.
Totoo.
And you would never know if this is the wrong person unless you try.
Mm-mm.
So, alam na,
unless
I remember, nag-tweet
talaga
ako just the other day na parang we are confining ourselves. Nalabas mo yun? Parang I think I said na parang we are only confining ourselves to what we know or what we think we already know. When there's a world out there, a world of opportunities out there
that we don't know
that about. And you know, parang we don't know what we don't know unless we try, unless we ask.
Exactly.
So, give it a shot. If it's the wrong person, then be it. Edi it's the wrong person, edi nasayang yung pera, edi nasayang yung oras. Pero hindi masasayang, hindi nasayang ang buhay mo dahil you're gonna learn something from it.
Totoo yan. Na, kailangan mo lang talaga, live every day as if it's your last.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with loving the wrong person.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with loving the wrong person. There's nothing wrong with choosing the wrong person.
And who knows that that wrong person, akala mong wrong person could be the right person.
That's
pala.
True. Baka na, Mr. Right, but not Mr. Right now. Alam niyo mga
totoo,
ganun.
Ayun.
Sarap ma-in love.
Very productive episode again.
Ang sarap ma-in love.
Sarap ma-in love.
Ang sarap ma-in love. Ang sarap matuto.
Totoo.
Diba? We learn every day. Ang Cora Imparo.
Yet we are still learning.
That's true. Hi. Yan. Anyway, kinilig ako sa end the episode.
Oo, in fairness, ha?
Excuse me, oo.
This is our first, ano ah, first episode na topic talaga lang natin is about love life.
Love life. Mm-mm.
No?
Parang hindi tayo nagko-concentrate. Laging career, tapos love life. Ito, oo. Like,
May tahi lang palagi sa love life. Uh-oh. Yung ano, lalo yung love languages last time. Yeah. Pero we didn't really focus on love languages.
I think because we can both relate now.
Mm-mm.
And then, wow, akala mo may love life ako? May baka isipin nila may love life ako. Wala po akong LL.
Oo. And then, to those who are listening to this episode, at congratulations sa karating kayo sa 59th minute ng episode namin.
Dahil diba? Dyan may pag-giveaway po kami.
Oo. Don't forget to listen to our third episode ng season 1. It's Love Languages. Kasi itong pinag-uusapan namin ni Jaya ngayon is something na, ano eh, medyo upper, ano na, mga 401 na to.
Oo, 401 na.
Oo. Kasi yung mga una, mga prereq yun. Si episode 3, episode 8, yung self-love.
Self-love. Episode 19.
Character development.
And 20.
Yung paano nga ba mag-self-love. Kasi, before, yun nga, babalik tayo dun sa before you even throwing yourself out there for someone to love you and welcoming them also in your life, you have to make sure that you know yourself first, you know yourself really well. Because as soon as you are able to do that and you achieve that level, it's easier for you to manage everything.
That's true. Once you already know how to love yourself properly, kahit maling tao yan, you can get back on your feet.
All the time.
Hindi man kaagad-agad, pero you will and you can.
Totoo. Kaya nga siya change management on relationship management.
That's true.
Ayan.
My gosh.
This is... Ang haba na episode natin ito, ah.
It's, ang sarap pag-usapan, eh.
Lalo kung nakaka-relate
ka na. Lalo kung nakaka-relate na ako.
Lalo soon, mas makaka-relate ka na lalo.
Oh, 11-11.
Adjust kayo reloko.
So, ayun nga. So, guys, make sure to follow us on our socials. On Instagram, we are...
Kumaritalk Podcast. And on Facebook, we are...
Kumaritalk The Podcast. And this has been brought to us by Cutprint Podcast Network.
And again, this is Owie.
And this is Jaya. And always remember, Chika Moderately. Bye.